FM. You're with Curtis, and I have been looking forward to this all day. Joining me right now is one fifth of the biggest boy band in the world, and he's just launched his solo career. It's only Niall Horan. How's it going?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
Yeah, doing great today. Thanks. It is great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for coming on. How has the last couple of weeks been for you since the release of Slow Hands? It must have been crazy.
Yeah, it's been mad. I literally was in America for 5 weeks. I was doing... Geez, it's been a while now when I think of it. Did all the TV shows over there. I've done 35 radio station visits in 17 days.
35 radio stations in 17 days? That does sound crazy.
It's been pretty nuts over there, so yeah.
Would you say that you're enjoying life more as a solo artist?
I would say I was enjoying it for different reasons. Obviously, I miss the boys and sometimes and when you know we're doing things like that, when you're on a promo run and there's things to bounce off. Yeah, I guess it's a bit more efficient, you know. I get to, you know, I land, I get in a car, go to a radio station, do the thing, get out, you know, whereas before it was, when we rolled into town, people knew we were there type thing.
So you say it's more efficient. The big question, is it getting you any more time on the golf course?
No, not really. I've got a new song out, so it's as busy as ever.
I suppose that doesn't leave you much time to get out and play a few rounds. So now you're obviously used to stepping out on stage in front of thousands of people with the band. But what's it like to do that on your own? Is it quite intimidating?
At the start it was weird, but then again because the boys weren't there, but at the same time it's not my first time I've ever performed, so I prefer to perform in front of big crowds anyway. The TV performances and the small gigs freak me out a little bit, but I love the big crowd for some reason. I don't know what it is. Like if I was in a room with 5 or 6 people and they asked me to sing, I'd be all embarrassed and whatever. Or send me out in front of 80,000 then, but no problem. I kind of enjoy that thing, but at the same time, yeah, especially with, like, the other day was Manchester thing was probably the first time I performed in front of a big crowd like that, and obviously that was a different story, so it was very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, talking about the One Love Manchester show, I know from my perspective, I sat down and watched it, and I know that it was one of the most uplifting yet emotional shows that I've ever watched, and I think most people who watched it will know that feeling. But from the other side of the coin, what was it like to perform at a show like that?
As you said, I think it was the same for everyone that either watched it on TV or was involved. It was emotional, uplifting. Yeah, it sounds cliche, but it's a roller coaster of emotions. In fairness, it was, you know, obviously very somber in places, and then the most unified city on the planet came out in their droves and put on a great show for us. It was great. It was unbelievable. It's incredible to be invited and to be involved in, you know, what was one of the best pop concerts of the 21st century.
Just speaking about it being incredible, it was all thrown together quite quickly, which is the amazing thing. How did you get involved in it? Did Ariana reach out to you?
Yeah, Ariana, I'm good friends with Ariana, so it was kind of an easier conversation for me and her to have. And then she just kind of said, listen, I want to do something. And this was only a few days after she went home, I think, back to the States. And then she just kind of said, I want to do something. I don't know what it is yet. I really want to kind of, you know, make a stamp here. And she's like, she kind of just said to me, if I do something, can you keep this date free and would you be involved? And I was like, 100%, obviously, for a great cause first of all, and then obviously it helps that I'm friends with her too. And then yeah, that was it. She called everyone. She was, I have to say, like, it wouldn't have happened without her. She was like on the ball from day one, calling around everyone, making sure that places were free, the venues, and she deserves every bit of credit. She was, and what a brave thing to do as well. It was unreal.
Yeah, it was incredible. Let's talk a little bit about your solo music. Your song out at the minute is Slow Hands. Tell me a bit about it, because it's a bit different from what you were doing with the band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of happened out of nowhere, to be honest. Usually with most of the album, I've kind of specifically sat down to write that kind of a song with those lyrics or that concept or whatever it is. But this one, I just said, you know what, we're just going to have a jam today. I kind of written all the proper ideas that I want to write, and then I just kind of sat down at the piano, and I was listening to a lot of 80s funk rock type stuff, and I just kind of sat down at the piano, jammed out that opening bass line and stuck a riff over it, and then it sounded, and then we just went from there. And I was writing it with Tobias Gesso Jr., who wrote When We Were Young with Adele, actually. And he's just, which is obviously not very Slow Hands, but just thought I'd let you know that part. He's a great guy, and we just started, like, me and him just, it was like a proper groove going on, and we just started shouting lyrics at each other. He was like, yeah, write that down, that's great. And then kind of came around really randomly. And I'm happy it did, because we got to, like, have a jam that turned into a song that's now in the charts, which is kind of surreal, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be bad to that. A bit of a laugh turning into a song in the charts. If, I mean, you make it sound so easy. Was that sort of song trying to get out of you whenever you were with the band?
No, there was other styles of mine that I used when I was in One Direction, you know, like... we always wrote separately anyway. There was something about all of us being in the room just being a bit of a mind bender, and it was a, you know, we were all shouting over each other, and having five or six people writing a song is just a bit of a mess anyway, to be honest. So we always wrote our own things, and yeah, when I listen back to One Direction stuff now, I can hear myself in certain songs and my style, my taste, my melodies, whatever. And then obviously then now this is a complete album of that, which is all of my influences, all of that kind of thing, and yeah, it kind of just, it's all very me.
And how is the album coming along?
Yeah, kind of about a month ago I finished like all the vocals. We recorded it with the band and all the live stuff, and I've recorded all my guitars, and it's kind of, that's that part of it's done. Now it's down to doing production stuff, kind of finishing off, doing a bit of tweaking, listening to mixes, all the stuff that no one really cares about, to be honest, apart from us. And then yeah, kind of finishing touches, and then I finish off my promo for Slow Hands, which is basically the next few months, and then hopefully, I'm thinking probably October, November by the time it comes out.
Oh, so we're getting the album before Christmas then?
Oh yeah, 100% before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know you only released this time back in September, but it feels like I've been waiting forever for the album, so it's good to hear that it's actually not too far away. Let's throw a bit of a curveball into the mix, right? Bit of an awkward question. Obviously, the guys in the band all love making their own stuff, but which one of the guys' music do you prefer?
I suppose myself and Harry, we always did, in fairness. We would always have the similar taste in music. I think our parents, both of our parents were into the rock and the soft rock or the rock and roll stuff back in the day, so it was kind of we were brought up on that, and I'd say that to this day we have a very similar taste of music, and we would always be telling each other about different stuff that we'd heard online or on Spotify or whatever. So I would say Harry's stuff, I've really liked that. Sweet Creature, it's a great tune.
Yeah, agree with you on that one 100%. Are we going to see you in Belfast anytime soon?
It won't be too long until I'm in Belfast, and I think I'm coming over in a few months.
Is there any chance it's the play show?
No, there's the my golf company. We started a golf tournament over there, Northern Irish Open. So I'll be over there in Galgorm Castle.
Absolutely nailing the Belfast accent there. Niall, it's been great having you on the show today. Thanks very much for coming on. We're going to get Slow Hands on. Do you want to go ahead and introduce it for me?
Yes, this is Niall Horan with my new single, Slow Hands, on Cool FM.
Top man, good luck with it.